Good morning. So we have begun the season of Lent, and every year the season of Lent always begins with this same event, the same story in the Gospel about temptations, about Jesus being tempted in the desert in these three remarkable ways. It's a very, very powerful story. But you know, the devil is very clever. And actually, it's actually a good spiritual exercise to study, to be aware of the techniques and the manner and the behavior of the devil. It's good to know what the enemy does. It's good to know how the enemy operates. And the devil is very clever and will always tempt you in the areas that you are most vulnerable, in the areas where you are most weak, in the areas where the devil thinks he may be successful. As an example, temptations can come in many different ways. I always feel very lucky here at St. Bruno on Sunday mornings because donuts mean nothing to me. They don't even look good. I've just never liked that taste. However, pretzels and chips, anything salty, I would gobble up. So you will never see them there. If you know what tempts you, if you know what you're vulnerable to, if you know what you are weak about, then it makes sense to kind of not have those things right in front of you. Well, Jesus doesn't have that luxury in today's gospel. He's in the desert. And again, the devil is very clever and particularly attacks Jesus where he knows that Jesus might be the most vulnerable. He's been in the desert for 40 days, and without anything to eat. So he's extremely hungry. And you can imagine, in fact, I've been to the desert where Jesus was, and it's very desolate. And the stones are kind of small and round, and they kind of look like loaves of bread. And the devil would say, look, you're very hungry, you're famished, you're starving. Look at these stones, they look like bread. Turn them into bread, and you will be satisfied. And Jesus recognizes what the devil is doing. The devil is always trying to make you the center of your life, to make your needs paramount. And so the first thing that the devil tempts Jesus with is pleasure, physical pleasure, kind of being sated, being, you know, kind of rewarded with all this kind of food. And Jesus says, no, my life is not about my life. My life is about others. And so love actually counters that temptation. And then the devil takes him to a higher place and shows him all the kingdoms of the world. And the devil knows that Jesus wants those kingdoms. He wants all the people of the world to come to faith. And so the devil tempts Jesus in that way. He says, the devil says, I will give you all the people that you want if you bow down and worship me. And Jesus says, no, I don't want you to give me all the kingdoms of the world. I want to attract all the kingdoms of the world through love, not through power. You can't tempt me through power. I want to attract people to my life only through love. And so in each way, Jesus counters each temptation, not with selfishness, but with love. If you find out, Lent is a really good time to think about all the things where you might be vulnerable. And if you think about it, everything that you are tempted to do that is sinful is usually about some kind of selfish act. You want more food, you want more drink, you want more attention, you want this, you want that. And really, the way to counter any temptation is always to say, what is the most loving thing to do? But a very beautiful part of this gospel that is often forgotten, and I often have to talk with people many times about, is The event of temptation itself is not a sin. It is not a sin to think about potato chips. It is not a sin to think about donuts. It's not a sin to think about what might be good for yourself. That's a temptation. But ideas and thoughts just kind of come into our mind all the time. Just the fact that temptations come in is not a sin. After all, we have an example of three times where temptations came into the mind of Jesus. It only becomes a sin if we act on them, if we behave, if I grab all the potato chips in the bowl for myself, if I grab everything for myself, if I take everything for myself. It only becomes a sin when we behave and we act on them. So this is a very liberating gospel. It means we don't have to worry about those thoughts that kind of come into our mind here and there. Those temptations are actually just kind of normal. So as we begin the season of Lent, it might be good to think about two things. What are the areas of vulnerability that I have? What are the areas that I kind of succumb to the most? And kind of think about those ahead of time so that when the temptations come, you will not fall into them. And the second thing is to think about how I can grow in my faith, how I can learn more about this person of Jesus that will keep my life centered and on track. And so we have tremendous resources on our website at stbrunochurch.org. We have the Lenten Speaker Series that will continue this week and throughout the season of Lent. So both of those ways of thinking about myself, where am I vulnerable, and where can I grow in my faith, all of those will make sure that this season of Lent will be the most spiritually powerful season of all.